Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve, you know you're listening to Chicago radio when you hear some kids getting yelled at by their mom, and then you realize that was live coverage of a Lori Lightfoot press conference.
I love that one.
Or for that matter, Toni Preckwinkle was a little more measured. She was not as scolding as the governor, the police super, and the mayor have been.
Well, we debated that term. That's the term we use. She did. She scolded us a couple days ago.
It's made national headlines. And, you know, I'll just apologize again for the pot calling the kettle black. I was yesterday going, who are these crazy people that went to the lakefront and ruined it for everybody? I was an eyewitness to it, so I guess I was one of them, right? But that's my routine, my habit. I really do think I had Chicago dibs. By the way, dibs, hello, other parts of the country. Dibs is something in Chicago where it's mine, you can't have it. And I was a regular goer to the lakefront, even on the bad days. So I do think I had dibs. It was the other people that were the problem, Lori, not me. Lou Manfredini, are you there? Mr. Fix-It joins us now. How are you, Lou?
I'm great. How are you?
You're not mad at me, are you?
Why am I mad at you?
Yeah, because I went to the lake and they shut it down.
Well, I have been hearing quite a bit of that, and I will tell you that...
Hey, Lou, can you turn your mic up a little bit? Do you have a gain control there?
What I will tell you is... how's that any better?
That is.
All right. What I will tell you is here we've got a couple hardware stores, and we're still open, and we're talking about the fact that people are coming in, you know, trying to be essential, but we want to make sure that everybody's making these trips as precise as possible, right?
Yeah.
And I'm out there walking. You know, I'm out there walking on the little path that's near our home, and we're staying apart, but we have to avoid playing basketball and soccer and that kind of stuff, I think, is just not wise.
Well, you've been to our place, and you know, I've got a pretty big deck, but as parks go, it's pretty small, and yet I would imagine that's going to be my loop today. I'm going to go on my deck, and I'm just going to walk around, like I'll be a goldfish without the goldfish. I'm just going to be going in circles, and if I had the brain of a goldfish, every time I passed my Weber grill that I bought at your place, I'd go, oh, that's new.
Yeah.
Then I come by.
Let's just stop for a second. If I had the brain of a goldfish, just let's hang with that for a minute.
Our Mr. Fix-It.
Too bad Steve is busy.
Lou Manfredini is.
No, I was trying to decide if he does.
And they gave him a show.
You're right.
So what time are you on Saturday?
From 7 to 10 a.m., we'll be taking calls and to try and help people. We're getting a lot of questions because people are home and they're trying to get some stuff done.
You're probably getting calls from all you do. Your show is heard on the East and West Coast as well. I would imagine you have an interesting perspective. I presume the concerns are universal, huh?
I do a show in New York prior to the Chicago show, and we have a nice listenership there, and we get a lot of the same concerns, and the same in New York, as we know and are hearing the reports, is a disaster with COVID-19, and so we get a lot of stuff about cleaning and air quality, and this past Saturday in particular was a lot of focus on that. But I was surprised too to hear from people going, well, I just want to paint something, or I want to do something in my home. What can I do? Because people are just trying to get stuff done. And then in Los Angeles, that I do as well, same types of things. So, you know, people are listening and trying to practice this social distancing that we're all trying to do.
Sharon, my wife, cleaned the grout on our kitchen floor.
She would. She is such a busy bee.
I watched her.
And you would, because you are such a not busy bee.
Can I tell you that I'm in charge now of, you know, we're doing our house cleaning on Thursdays, which is the normal day, and I'm in charge of all the bathrooms. And I will tell you something. Our bathrooms have never been as clean as they are now, and I really enjoy it.
It's almost a physical workout, isn't it?
It totally is. And, you know, we have a lot of bathrooms, and so I'm there with the Pine Sol and the water and the sponge, and I'm getting in the corners. And do you remember the old Andy Griffith black and white movie, No Time for Sergeants? And there's a scene where he cleans all the bathrooms, and the sergeant comes in, and he salutes him, and somehow he gets all the toilet seats to stand up at attention at once. You got to find that scene. That I feel like Andy Griffith. Well, golly. Well, that's not Andy Griffith. That's Gomer.
So I talked to another Ace Hardware store owner, Lou Manfredini, our Mr. Fix-It. You'll hear him Saturday morning at 7 o'clock here on WGN Radio. And wherever you are listening, make sure you just dial in at WGNradio.com Saturday mornings if you're not within radio earshot, 7 to 10 a.m. Lou's got a couple of Ace Hardware stores, too. So he sees some of this business coming and going where people are doing these projects. Mm-hmm. Can you give me... I'm surprised how many people are willing to paint, though, because that's a job. I mean, and I know we've all got some time now and we're indoors, but wow, props to you all.
I'm super surprised by the paint sales that people are coming in. And, you know, whether it's, you know, painting a room or this morning on WGN-TV, I talked about, you know, people want to update their kitchen cabinets. And there's a couple products out there that are really good for that.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, there's a Rust-Oleum makes a product called a chalked paint, which is really good for painting cabinets, or maybe you've got an old dresser or a coffee table that you just want to revitalize. The other one is a product called Beyond Paint, and it's this very thick self-leveling product. So if you've got old wood cabinets that are a little bit tired, the trick behind both of these is you really don't have to do a ton of prep work. You just have to clean the front of the cabinets. And so if you used a simple, almost a spray and wipe type of thing, a 409 or even a Fantastic, and then a quick rinse of a rag, you could apply this and you put it with a roller, and with the self-leveling composition of the product, it gives you a slight little stimple on the surface of it, but it's a really thick, durable surface. And so, you know, those old tired wood cabinets, you can go to a painted cabinet. And in the past, when you painted it, they chipped a lot and it was a problem. This is such a durable material that goes over the top of it. It really holds up well and it can transform the look of your kitchen. And you could do this in a weekend. And this product is so good, John. You can actually paint a floor. You could paint a backsplash. You could even paint, I wouldn't do it, but they claim you can paint a countertop with it as well.
I don't know if it's the same product, but I use a Rust-Oleum product to completely redo my bathroom vanity to change.
Amazing, right?
It was really pretty easy, and it looks good. Yeah. It was pretty easy.
Vanities are I think it's a perfect way to do it on a vanity. They don't get the kind of abuse that kitchen cabinets do, but I have found that this product is really durable. And ironically, our oldest son and his fiance are purchasing a place, and they want to immediately paint the kitchen cabinets, and we're going to use that on theirs once they close.
I got a couple questions just about other home improvement projects, but while we're talking about paint real quick, do you recommend the blue masking tape for paint jobs? Because that stuff doesn't seem so magical to me. The paint still kind of seeps underneath there, and when I pull it up, it's not as straight a line. Maybe I'm just not putting the tape down well enough. But
so there's two tricks there. One is the blue tape. When you say blue tape, everybody's like, oh, I want blue painter's tape. There is a good, better, best when it comes to that. So blue, typically you want the 3M product, and they have one that says it has edge lock. Mm. And then the other one is the green tape that's by a company called Frog Tape. But both of them, the trick, the painter's trick with this is you put your tape down, whatever it is, if you're going to put a nice line, if it's on a piece of trim or at the ceiling, and once you get it all set and you're like, you're happy with how that looks, you take a rag, and a damp rag, not wet, just damp, and make sure that, you know, there's no water that rings out of it. Then you take that over the surface of the tape to set that edge, and
wow,
that's the little trick there, and
wow,
you go right over the top. Then once that is set, then you put the paint on.
Oh, because I really want to do it, but then I think, no, if I put it too hard, then I'm just going to rip it. That'll be bad.
Well, no, and then the other thing, too, is most painter's tape has what's called a release time, meaning that most are 15 days. So if you leave that tape there longer than 15 days, you'll get the residue. If you pull it before that, no residue.
Hmm. Give me another home. You know what, Rudy? I got to take a commercial break. What with us being a commercial radio station and all? Can you
I'll
give
be
me
here.
One? Can you give me one more minute on the other
side?
You got it. And by the way, when Lou comes back, he'll just give us one or two more quick tips for home improvement projects. And then it's the bright side. So why don't you call me right now? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I see that Judy is waiting already. Pat, you are too. You'll be our first calls. You can text as well. What's your good news? Tell me why you're smiling. The bright side. And Lou are next. 11:47. We'll go real quick with Lou Manfredini. Although, Lou, you could do a radio show every week like this. Oh, wait. You already do. But the calls... Okay. For instance, hey, John, please ask Lou, that self-leveling paint, can I use it on a vertical surface then?
Yes, you can.
John, my husband is tearing up the carpeting and retiling. Yikes. Could you please name the tape again and the paint again?
The paint is called Beyond Paint or Rust-Oleum Chalk Paint, and the tape is either 3M Blue Tape with Edge Lock or Frog Tape, which is green.
John, I have a popcorn ceiling that needs a touch-up from paint getting on it. It's an off-white. What can I use to cover up unwanted color splashes? Well, that's tough on that surface.
There is a product, Homax makes touch-up spray paint for popcorn ceiling in different colors.
Wow.
And you just have to choose the right texture, and you have to wear a hat.
John, what was the name of the paint that self-levels?
Beyond Paint.
I'm going to ask you that again in about 8 seconds, by the way. Give me one more. I got to do my bright side, Lou, but give me one other home improvement project you're seeing a lot of that you could help our listeners with.
A quick one outside, as everybody wants to get outside, and if we do some raking in the backyard, it's too early to put seed down because it's not cold enough, so I want you to amend the soil. Two such products are, one is by a company called Jonathan Green. They make a product called Magic Cal, and then Scott's Miracle-Gro makes a product called Foundation. Both of them will change the pH in the soil, pre-treat the soil, so that when you get ready, when it does warm up, to put grass seed down, you're really going to get it off to a good start. And we're a couple weeks away from that because we need the soil to warm up a little bit. But if you want to get outside, do some raking and clean it up, put these two products down, and I think you'll be super happy.
Yeah. Not to mulch. You could put mulch. I can get out in the yard, though, a little bit, can't I?
Sure. Yeah, you can. I mean, you can do the mulch. You can define the beds. You can do all that kind of work now. It's just a little too early for seed because it's just not warm enough yet. If you put the seed down now, you're just going to feed the birds.
Birds got to eat.
Birds got to eat, but then we sell bird seed.
Yeah, really.
You can do bird
seed. Hello. And your family's well, right, Lou?
My family is well. We're all trying to stay healthy like all of us, and I want everybody to be careful. And I'll throw my quick little bright side when I'm done with you. I'm going to go have a delicious egg salad sandwich because my wife just made homemade egg salad. And
I do like a homemade sandwich like that, but egg salad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you got those oscillating fans that work too then? Is that?
Yes.